Oxford appearing overnight, the newly formed Oxford Action for Palestine added Oxford to the long list of Palestinian solidarity encampments spanning the world. So, with leaflets, socialist newspapers, and 6 boxes of cereal in tow, we headed down to lend our support and put forward a socialist program. The group's appointed media liaison explained the group is comprised of a mix of students and professors standing in solidarity with their Palestinian counterparts. She said that they don't intend to leave until their demands are met, which are: disclose all finances and open the university's books, divest from Israeli genocide, apartheid, and occupation, overhaul university investment policy, boycott Israeli genocide, apartheid, and occupation, stop banking with Barclays, support Palestinian-led rebuilding of education in Gaza. Plenty of positive aspects to their demands, such as opening the university's books, are mirrored by their collaboration with students at other universities and with university trade unions. The group has been working alongside the University and College Union, UCU, branch, which sent out a statement supporting the camp. Further collaboration was seen with the camp swelling to around 500 as part of a healthcare workers' vigil. When asked what message the group would like to send to socialists, the response was very direct. She called on socialists to get involved in their local camps, or build new ones, if not already established. I agree, socialists should get involved, but also use all the levers available to workers in addition to occupations. Only with workers and students acting side by side, will their full demands be met. Rachel Cox, Oxford Socialist Party.